Rosh Hashanah Mimari. Welcome to Simon Kovcha, the Sigma of Hechshir Kalim, next to Simonim, Kovcha Al, Kovcha Beis, is the idea of being Machshir Kli, whether it's Tfilas Kalim, Kovcha, Kovcha Al, Zakolas Kalim. And Kovcha Beis, basically the case where you did not do that, do Kashir, then the Sigma of Nishtam of Gam Negev Kalim. The Makorfa Al Sigma, Tfilas Kalim, is a Posik of Hashimatois. And over there it says the source to bring down that Loza Koyin, he said over to Anshe Tzvo after Melchemes Hamidyan, Zayis Chukat HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now why isn't Eliezer saying it over? Rashi says over because Moshe Rabbeinu was Bekas, therefore he made a Torah, so he got the Lochas of Agolas Kalim, a Pashal also the Sugya of Tfilas Kalim, therefore Eliezer had to say it over. So interesting, we have a Lochas saying over, our Sugya is Eliezer saying over. If my father like pointing out, don't get angry. That's the essential first with Sugavia, don't get angry. If you get a lock, it can be Moshe Rabbeinu, and we have that side over. So we have over here the idea of Chukas HaTorah that Hashem's over, the Moshe, the Pesukim coming down, the six came over here, different types of metals that come over, that if it went through Eish, you cashed with Eish, that means you have to do a case of Libun, which you already learned back 8 months ago. Then the Pesuk says, V'tor, Akum Meinidi Yishaka, what's V'tor? The Gemara brings down the Chesiv and other Tarachers. Come tell you there's another thing you have to go do over here. The Gemara explains the case of putting it inside the mikvah. Why say it may need it on the Torah? The idea I put it inside the mikvah of Memsah. The Gemara brings down the Nachman that says over the Lav Dafka case of even a Kli that already was used, which is the case of the Pasuk. Even a Kli that is Chodosh. Any Kli that's used that after you leave it to it is like Kli Chodosh. You have to kasher it. So again, we have one pasuk over here that tells you the idea of the Torah, the idea of Tfilas Kalim. Yopa v'chumash, you take it out, and the next pasuk says, v'cholash and loyovi v'eish, taviyu v'mayim. Whatever did not go through fire, you put it inside water. It says Rashi, what do you mean put it inside water? You put it inside the mikvah. Next pasuk, Rashi says, where's the makor for mikvah? The word, the pasuk that says, taviyu v'mayim. So where's the makor for our sugya Tfilas Kalim? We have two Maramakarimas. One Bitar, one Tavir B'mayim. That's Rashi, that's Rabbeinu B'chai on the Pasuk. Director Ramban on the Pasuk. Couple of questions. First word, the word the Pasuk is Ashalayova Be'esh Tavir B'mayim. What's Tavir? So it should have said Tavir B'mayim. It means Tila the Mikvah. The second thing it says, where are we? Everyone knows to kasha something when it goes through Esh. The idea is Levon. Mayim Agola. And when it's neither one, you still have to clean it. You have to piece it to what? Adocha, Shifshuk. Where's the act of cleaning it over here? What he says, our sugya says, where's the makovah tefillah in the mikvah? V'toher. Akum may needle, yishato. Therefore, the Ramban disagrees with Rashi that's not pshat on the pasuk over here. He says the idea taviru b'mayim means to go do shifshuk, adocha, clean it. A second option, taviru b'mayim means to go clean it. Ayesa oilin l'chabura, what's the word the pasuk mean? Taviru b'mayim? People told me Taviyu B'mayim meant the third option. Meant Agolah. Mean, if you went through Eish, you had to cash through Libon. You went through a pot with water, you cash through a case of Agolah. So on the page of the Chumash, no one says that. But off the page, Rashi's Chotzer, the Siddur Rashi, the Issevehetar Rashi, the Sefer Oira, the Machzavitri, they all say it means a case of Agolah. Therefore, the Smag, the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rav Yod, the Bechor Shor, these Yishreinim, says it means a case of Agolah. So again, in the pasuk itself, we have two makaris over here to know where the makar v'tfilas kalim is. They do point out, I had to explain pshat and Rashi, the Gemara says, ach b'mei nidl yischato. So the way the Archos Shulchan starts off our simon over here, he says, over there, it's coming to go tell you when a kli that was already used. Once you know a kli that's already used, as the idea of tfilas kalim, it's a giloy, and tavir b'mayim also means tfilas kalim. It's a giloy. And therefore, when the Rav Nachman says over, it's lav dafka kli chodesh kli yoshen, how did Rav Nachman know that? It's a giloy impshat in the pasuk. Again, the other Rishon will say no. That Rav Nachman is saying every kli that he kashers is a new keli. That tells you that he started with a new keli over here. But again, it comes out, where's the source of tilas kalim? Rashi says we have two psokim. Other Rishon say no, only what's in the pasuk is with the Torah. Fine, that's Aleph. We'll get to that. It's Aleph. That's the Makor Shavoy. Second, once we have this Makor over here, now let's go to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, L'kech Kli, one of the Zard of Ein Hema Beis, L'kech Kli, you buy a Kli from a Goy, the Lach is, Eshedaki Lahatbil Yatbil. That's a Derchdu, Tefillah, you do tefillah to it. That's the derech of tefillah. Tefillah, what does the words mean? What's the type words in the Mishnah? So Rashi says, kloimar means things that you put inside the mikvah, you put inside the mikvah. That's the derech. Rashi says, the Mishnah is telling you the loch is the tefillah's kelim. Come on again, the Ramban, he quotes Rashi, he says, well, that's the words. We see the idea of cleaning it over here. Where's the idea? We know we have to clean kelim before you kashu it. So what's the words of the Mishnah when it says, yatbel? It means hadocho. The words in the Mishnah means to go clean it. Like the pasuk when it says, taviv b'mayim means to go clean it. The words in the Mishnah, yatbel, means to go clean it. And the Mishnah is not discussing that one word of tefillah's kelim. The Gemara goes on further and it says, kulon on tefillah's kelim. So there's no words in the Mishnah. That means again, the second machlokes over here, and the way halachor the Mizrachi, the Rambam said, halachor said, l'shitasei machlokes, b'shan the chumash, b'shan the Mishnah, is what the words, yatbel, what could it mean? The way Rashi was saying chumash, saying the Mishnah, they go back in the case of tefillah's kelim. Masha'ink the Ramban saying, no, the pasuk in the Torah, tefillah b'mayim, and yatbel the Mishnah, means the case of adocho. Mostly showing you look in the Mishnah, there are the Rashi, the Ritual, around the Miri, they all come along and say the Pshan, the Mishnah is Hadocha, cleaning it. And Rashi, I say, Kaloimar, it means the case of Tefillah. Fine, that's the second thing over here. Again, we have the Pasuk, then we have the Mishnah. And once we have these Mekoros over here, the question now is it Dindir Abonon, Mamish? Well, the Pasuk over here, a case of a Smach of Almo, a case of a Deraiso, Mamish? Was a smach balmo a drosha on the didir abonim? How do you apply it? Nachmina, obviously, by case of a sofik, a numus klom, the get of a derisa, get of a didir abonim. So the other ones, like starting off quoting the Rambam and Hilchos Macholos Yisuris, he starts off saying the lochuli is mitiv very safer. He says the positives with toher, but amrucha chom a tara acheres. The chom say mitiv very safer. Therefore, it says written in the Sugra, the Ram brought down with the basis we'll get to. He says the lochuli in the Rambam. Is it Dindir Abonon? Can we have Sukkim? Is it Rosha Smachto? Is it Gedev Drabonon over here? Now, Kamal Dirajbar writes the question, Shuvah, the Shuvah also says over, Kiyudua, everyone knows Kedushin Abbez of knowledge. Over there it says, the Mikash Isu Bekesef, the Kiyar Shuvah, Kiyar Tisha Mestay Akhorin, says Rambam, Medivay Seifrim. Correct the Akhorin, Medivay Seifrim, you get Kilo, the Nair over here, the real student over here. So I couldn't explain Shannon the Rambam over there. The things that are not Mephorish Bekra, Rambam calls them a Divrei Seifrim. It's not black and white. The Chacham, the Seifrim, are Darshim, Pshat, and the Pashim. Therefore, the Rashba, and the Chacham, the Mizan Lalach, want to say, even the Rambam, when he calls them a Divrei Seifrim, the Chacham said the same Pshat in the Pashim, it's not Mephorish Bekra. It's Vatari, it's a Drosha in the Pashim, not Mephorish Bekra. So it's a Machlok, it's Pshat, the Rambam, it's a Dindir Abon, or a Dindir Reis, Aleph. The Ban, on the Chumash, again, when he quotes Rashi, he says, "It's libid mahara is not sure of a dinner abundant in the rice of the Torah and also." The mice among them is showing them Rashi the Sugi when it says the case of Zuzan the Sarbalo. The case over here by the shears that you go, the scissors, it takes to go shear the animal. Rashi says it's a Xeris Akosim. Rashi calls it a case of the rice. I'm sure Raisa. There are your rice that way, the smack, the tradition. They say it's the rice. The Biskay Rid places Rid on the Sugi says, Avada is the case over here, it's full drabalam. A smacked balmo. So we have a shella on certain rishonim drabon the raisa, but certain rishonim are clear. It's machlokes among the rishonim. Is tefillah's kelim a real drosha or a smacked balmo? A local mice is not a machlokes. A local get to the sif yudalid. The post coming down, avada we pass in a local mice is in the raisa. The nafmin and sif yudalid discussing is a cotton nemon negate the case of tefillah's kelim. People seem to be a little bit lax in tefillah's kelim. It's easier and more convenient to go send the kids over here. So go to Tefillah, that's Semecha, then Neman over here. It says the Shubat Tadashim, brought down by the Beis Seifter. They are, might say, not Neman of Kotum. The Tan says, you know why? Because they get of the rice, they shall have the rice, but they're not Neman. Therefore, Reuben says, or Chashavah says, you see, numerous times kids come to the mikvah. He says, what you're supposed to do is go call up the parents and go tell the parents, and the mice, these Kalem over here were table. What he does, he says, he writes a petek, he gives the kid, and says, I saw the kid table it, and don't do that again. Because the mice, there's no Neman over here. The common numus achorim they want taino, that's the gate case of matachas the raisa suches that's rabbonon. We'll have to get to this. From Gondom, if you dial discusses, maybe glass is better. Not that simple. Can maybe definitely get to a chaskes nisar. Well, myself of matachas was sure since we paskin this is in the raisa. The bialochad simish of Gimel said we paskin this is in the raisa. Now we have a case of a cotton. Like glass, maybe it's not that way. Again, we have to know the gate to sugim them on us. But we pass the lacha ma'aser that tefillas kelim the gedav of the raisa. What's the svara of the raisa? So the rishonim like bring down the Yerushalmi, the Tazavir brings down that it went from the tumah of the yigoy to the kedusha of Yisrael. Lost of the Ritva and the Rashba, they compared to the sugya of Tila of Agar. Again, one from the Kedusha, two of Kedusha of Yisrael, from a Tumla of Agar. Burke would say over Vay Gishmak that the way how Klal Yisrael eats is different than the way how Agar eats. Agar, he eats out self indulgence. Nefesh Bahamas, Taibis over here. A Yid eats, why is he eating for? Kaychis, Taira, Mitzvah, Sabrocha, Bechlamozin. It's the sanctified of the name, make Kedusha over here. So our whole tshuva, our whole desire, our whole essence of eating over here is a different point. For them it's what? Tumma, self-indulgence, time over here. We're Kedushim to you, the kelim you put inside, you have to make Kaddish. Our whole tshuva and our whole function over here is very different. We're coming to make Kaddish, take out from their tumma and to make Kaddish and sanctify the mundane, even that kelim, what we're eating upon, to show that we have Kedush over here. That's the lumdus. Now once we have this makor over here, what is the get of the makor? Well, Ba'etzim, everyone knows you have a kli over here that you bought from the store. The loch over here, there's an Isser Stamshus. You can't use it until you title it. How far? We'll get to the Ramon and Simches. It says, let's say you bought it from the store a one time thing, even I want to go title. One time. It says Ramon, there's no heter. Can't say no, only one time. I write, there's no heter. You cannot use a kli at all until you title it. Zero. Now, once we have this Isser Stamshus, is that Isser Adin Deraisa? Could we pass in the loch over here to get of the raisa? But no, the dinner rabbanon. The way the lumdus of the hakira is, what is this halach over here tefillas kelim? Is it a hechshon to get the mice of achil over here? You want to eat? You have a trade kli, you have to go kashu it. If it's a tomedy kli, you have to go machshu it. Is it a sugi in the hechshon of achil? You don't plan to go eat? Fine, no problem having a kli. Well, nothing to do with the side of eating. You buy and get a kli from a guy to go to his soul's shush, you have to travel a kli. It's a din of the gavro. Not mitzad the function of achila. Stam any kli you get from a guy, you have to go travel. We have ister stamshus before you use it, but that's only get of the rabbon over here. That's a shalomong bachoinim. Come on, Levi Alocho, from Tzchaim and Simon Shulchov Gimel. He says the ister stamshus is a din of the rabbon. Getting a kli and buying a kli and going from a shus of a guy to a shus of Yisrael, that in and of itself is the mechai of the tefillah. Chazal the Rabbanan came along and made the Isser Shtamshus. Mash Enkin is a prima godim, top Evav, the Ozeru also. So get over the Raisa. That means, what is the Isser over here? Is in the Hechshar Achila, or a Mais over here, of more of a Chiva and the Gavod, which had the Klisha Boy, is Machalik among the Paiskim. Mentioned different afternoons they say over. One thing they say over, for example, is the Mitzvah Zvizim Makdimim. I bought a Kli, I'm not going to use it for 5 months. Any point being Machshuit. If it's the Yisrael over here of a Hechshar Achila, I don't have to go casual. If the Yisrael over here is not Hechshar Achila, if the Yisrael over here when I get a cleave from God, he's a mitzvah, go to evil it, he's a makdimen. They have a question to Yashim, and he asks you to say the Vata. Especially if you hold a locket like Mishmur, it's a din of a drabon over here, the Mechayiv in the cleave, this is really makdimen, you buy a cleave right away, you to evil it. One after me, though.
Even in the rice,
could be also, it's not make a mistake. Could be, but it's the Hechshar Achila of the Namukha.
I mean, the
Israel Shabbos comes
because they have a
mitzvah to be. These Nafkamis are any Lamed Mechalik, but these are Pashas, simple Nafkaminas. The second Nafkamina, you go to a store, go to a hotel. The hotel is owned by a Yid, he was not titled Kalim, can you go use the Kalim or not? So we'll get to a bunch of Tzuruf from why the place discuss what it's sad to be Mekel is. I'm not saying he could be Mekel, I'm basically not saying he can. What it's sad to be Mekel. One of the Svaras coming from Shlomo Zalman says over here, if the side of the Isser Shtamsh is only the Rabbanon, so therefore, if you he does not let you go toivel it, if you go over to the owner of the hotel, the restaurant, say, can I go toivel? He tells you no. So it's not beyond, it's not in your Rishos anymore. No control over it. So you want to say, if the Isser Shtamsh is the Raisa, you have Isser Shtamsh. If it's Drabbonon and you're not going to be terrible, I'll come out of cool over here. Maybe there's no Mechiv over here and he can use a kli. I'll become out of cool in this story if you go like the Chavetz Chaim. It's just Shtamshus Drabbonon. A third Nafkamina is Negeir to a guy. The kli is owned by a Yisrael, but the guy wants to go use it. Now, there are three cases you can have over here. You can have a case that a Yisrael cooks food to go give it to a guy. You can have a case that a goy cooks food, we will give it to Yisrael. You have a third case, a goy cooks food, you go give it to a goy. Three different cases, all by Kli Yisrael. They point out, I'll be svar l'chush, depend upon the shayla. If the Yisrael is as hechshef achila, and the goy is eating it, then stack it to your meichel. Most pesukim come along and say, any estampshes of the Kli they're using for achila, even though it's for the goy, the meisah is still an issa over here. Gedana hechshef achila is a chiv on table in the Kli before you use it. Using it for achila, are you not eating it? If it's negated, so you're blessed, it's a good taino. But here's the issa estampshes, sadri abonon, you have a chiv b'toivle it. So the Ismael Diski wants to say it's not Nichol Yisrael of Kli Sudov, it's not going to Yisrael, going to Goy. But most of them seem to understand, no, the mice is an Isser Stamsers, not negate to Blaze, it's here upon the Gavra, and therefore, even though the Goy is going to eat the food, or he's going to go cook it, Pashas Aloch is, the Paiskim Wantaina, you have to go, Machsha the Kli, through a case of Tulis Kalim. A fourth Nachkamino. I mentioned before, the Ulam is very lazy doing it themselves, they like sending over their kids to go to Ivalet. They point out we have a klal on kedusha in the second parak. Mitzvah by yisim mishvuchay. Shall is that negate the kedusha to all mitzvahs? The poskim paskim mishvuch says negate to all mitzvahs. Said should you do the tefillah or no? Can you go send your kids above bar mitzvah send your people to go tevil or not? So is the question Chaim Kvyatsky says mitzvah by yisim mishvuchay. Again, the chora could be dependent upon the reason. Here upon the kli itself is an ishah stamp strap on like the chavetz chaim avada. That's the mitzvah by yisim mishvuchay. If the Isher Stamshin only is a Dinder Aiso, you can hear maybe that we don't see that Gola, the idea of Mitzvah Yeshua Mishluchoy, because the company Machs to the Kli, we don't see people daf get him, can anyone go do it? He'll also get Taino, it's the reason why anyone can go do it. But once we have the Chavetz Chaim Paskin and Shinchov Gimel, Isher Stamshin is Dinder Abono, they will come and look for the Chi of Tfila is a Chi upon the Gavro, and therefore it's better for you to go do the Tfila than somebody else. Sorry? Okay. Second, I guess I said before, all these nafkamin is not mukhak, but it's the simple way of understanding you can say it this way. Any good lambdim like you will mukhak everything I said. I'm asking.
If it's hechshah achila, why does he make a bracha on tefillah kelim? You make a bracha on all that shit. Hechshah achila.
No, there's a mitzvah betovel it. That is a mitzvah, but why? I mean, all the chayim is question we discussed at golas kelim. The first thing we discussed, why by golas there's no bracha on tefillah is. It's the same pasuk. And we mentioned a bunch of Yishrayim and a bunch of reasons what the chilek is. Agol not making a bracha. That's the cash more on Agol, less than Tfilah. Fine. That's first you say. There were four reasons on the sheets. I don't like them. Fine. That's, again, the Yisrayim of the Isser. Again, I understand the Chumah, how they set up, or the Yisrayim of the Isser, the Raisa. Next thing. To the sound of the Sugya of Tfilah's Kalim, the Gemara really has 15, 20 lines. No, the Gemara, this is it over here. There are 3 points. Everything is building off Ikkel from these 3 points over here. The Gemara says 3 things. Number one, the Gemara says, maybe a Zuzah the Sarbala is a key of Tfilah. Rashi explains what Zuzah the Sarbala is, a case of Misgraim, scissors, that used to go do shearing the animal. You think of the Tzemer over here, Big Day Tzemer. So the Gemara says, maybe it's a Din Tfilah. The Gemara says, no, it's a Kli Suda like it says in the Parsha. That's true, that's a Kli Suda. Rashi says, exerts the Kosev. If you have clown number one in the Gemara, it has to be a case over here of a Kli Suda. Black, white, exerts the Kosev. The second cloud, the Gemara goes on further and says, maybe when you borrow a Kli from a guy, also a Chayyid. The Gemara says, no, Maisha Ayah, the case of Kli Midian, it transitions with Shu, it's from the case of a guy you saw by the case of Mulchama. It's like something that you bought over here. Therefore, by Shula, not by the case of transiting Mishriyas. A third thing the Gemara says, maybe the case of a Kli Adoma is Chai V'Tfilah. The Gemara says, no, like the case over here that the parasha was, Tari mentioned, these different matafsis, different cases of metal. Daka, these cases, not other cases. So, 3 klolim that has to be over here. Kli Suto, transiting Mishriyas, it has to be something like Kli Matafsis. The Mechaba starts off with all 3 points. I couldn't have my Akum, I'd be get it from a guy, Kni Novia, number one. Number 2, Kli Suda, and number 3, Shama Teches. Those are 3 klolim, where you get all 3 klolim from. Again, came from a guy, my Shoyo. The idea over here that Kli Suda and the portion of Parsha, Mateches, Gemara says. Those are 3 points, and the rest of the Sugya over here is really building up these 3 halachas over here. Go through each one. First idea, you buy it from a guy. The question we always start off, every simon, could be base, could be gimel, could be dal, what defines a guy? What's a mummer? What's a chiloni? You get to all different Sugyas over here. Are we coming along to be mach when you go buy from a chiloni? You have a sugya tefillas kelim over here. So there is a that Ketshuva wants to bring down a Tshuva Shai. He wants a Taina, just like with Machmer, he is Machmer by Pasachim and Bishlachim. He wants to have the same Sugya over here, to Machmer, the case over here, also by Tchilas Kalim. You buy from Chiloni, you have to go Machmer.
Okay, this is Mamash, this is Dinik Kedusha, okay, Avada Momach Kedusha, but there maybe you go like a Goyan, it's food, it's Michael, Bechatezi. Come from Yain Nesach to this din.
Lamaisa, most of us come along and say, like everyone will go here saying, that Yishal Chalek, there's a sugya of our chokas. You want to stay away from them. Be'etzim, no din over there, mitzad, the be'etzim goy. Be'etzim, they are yidin. They're a mummer, but a yid that's a mummer, the mice is a yid at the end of the day. Therefore, the ve'ikla poskim, they point out that some say, if you're true that way, the poskim being down, that if I get mamash with this taino, that even if you want me machmai, pas akim bishlakim, which that solves the trouble. Over there, it's mitzad a sugya of our chokas, the Ran speaks out, mitzad a sugya of our chokas, which does not apply over here, and therefore, ve'ikla poskim, one taino, this is not applying to get our sugya. And therefore, I do not see people when they buy from the stores over here that might be chalayim, that anyone seems to be chalayim in this concept. They seem to be give them a get of Yisrael. Aleph. Negate of chalayim. Another thing we always discuss is what about a ger? First of the megar, it takes a couple of years to become a yid to a guy. He decides to become a yid, he buys a brand new kalim over there for the next couple of years. He's practicing to be a yid. He's megar. I've been asked this question twice. Once in by your parents' house, the guy's megar in your parents' house, he comes over to you the next day. And he wants to know, what happens in the gate to my kelim over here? What's going to happen in the gate to my food? Is it pasakim? Is it bishalakim? And the kelim might say, do tefillah to us. So Be'ike, he said, the tefillah didn't really bother him that much. And the pas didn't bother him. The only thing that really bothered him was the bishalakim. Why? Because bishal, we all know that the kelim are also. So kashing, he didn't bother him. He wanted to know how to speak chayres. He knew the halacha that might say, kashing, he had a lot of fancy kelim. They're kli cheres at China. That was really what's bothering him. But the question is, what the halacha negate to ger when it goes from the get to the focus on tefillas kelim over here? Is that also went from one rishus to another rishus? So there seem to be three different hanogos over here. Want to go to? Avoda says very simple. Ma'aseh went from yid to goy for the yid, one to another. So ma'aseh went dusha from the case of tumah, yishalmi, chi tefillah with the bracha. Mamash with the bracha. Asher Sheni, the Minchas Osher says, what's Gemara say? Why buying different shayla?
In China, you won't be able to do it.
China no chiyat filo. In the gate to be machshia al tefishol, you do a goal three times. That was the mechaber. In the gate to tefilo. I wear. No. Now, Asher Sheni, come along with Osher says, Gemara says, why not shula? Yes, a case that you go by over here. He says, "My shoya." What was my shoya? It's transferred to shuya. It went from a guy, and you made a kinyan, and you bought it, or you stole it, or you conquered it from the guy. Went to yid. Yid didn't change your shuya. It stayed in the, whoever this person is. It stayed in the chayshim mitzvah in the same rishos. It never transferred over here. It is in whoever he is. It's in the same mamokum. He changed, but it's in the same place.
It's like person.
It's not. There's no new kid. Wait, there. Do you have to make a Kenyan on this Kalim? Where's the Kenyan? Where's the Kenyan? Do you have to make a Kenyan on this Kalim? Without is it Chotis? What anything is? A guy's type like you go and take his Kalim. Where's the Kenyan? Don't she ashamed? Where's where's an Elamite? No, dummy. Negate the Esther Hetter. Not negate the Choshimish, but Choshimish, but it always stays as is. Loishamanu, Choshimish, but a badass. Nothing changed over here, right? Not a Choshimish, but there's no Kenyan. Choshimish, but there's no Kenyan over here. That's the question. That is your shalas. My show you. My show you. Switch your shoes over here. That's the title. Oh, she waits. The mic says, you did not need any shield over here. And therefore, those are strumuk. The others come along and say, my son, do it feel a believe rocko. Maybe you the sheet or this concept, maybe. Do it feel a believe rocko. Fine. Fine. So that's the gear. One point again, the kingdom from Goy, we went through Chiloni, we went through a gear. All the from the gear that transfer Yeshua's, we'll get to Beit Hashem Sif Testus, Sif Yidala, that's the Iker, there can be four Sif will be in the gear to going from Goy to Yid. The second point, Kli Sudo, also in the Chabas starts off, that's really Sif Hay and Sif Ches, we'll get back to. Third point is very important, the different materials that we have, the Chayim over here. It's in the case of Mateches. Now, on the page, is very simple. Off the page, we have to go through clearly what to go do. There seems to be a big mavucho, how to apply it practically. As far as I see, there seem to be six different groups over here that get to chum that you can have and how to apply it. There's one group, very simple, where the Torah is mechayib. The Torah says six different metals. It's in the case of zov, gold, kesev, silver, chayshus, copper, barzel is iron, the case of deal is tin, and oferis, which is avir, which is the case of lead. Those six, the Torah says, avada, chiyafilo, hashvi, paskin, the dindarai, so we are, no problem. The Gemara goes on saying, a case of a kliya domo, which is not a case of a tefil ba'esh, k'may shahoyo, that a case of ma'isi potter, they have a kliya domo not, eight of vadanat, evin of vadanat, case of stone, vadanat, case of those things are simple. Again, those are two categories that are very simple. Third category is case of schuchis, glass. The Kamal Gemara speaks out, the fine hammer base of Odzara. The Ravashi says that the parameters that are similar to glass glass is similar to the parameters of metal over here. Just like by metal over here, that you, how do you take a kli that you want to reconform, you reconstitute it, you take it and you melt it down when you break it, and you re-put it back together again. That's what you do by metal. Sending the gear to glass, you take the same material over here. When it breaks down, the cone over here is to melt it and put it back together, like the case of glass. That's what Rashi explained to Shan the Sugyo, like metal. The glass is reconstituted together like the case of metal over here. That's what the Gemara says. Therefore, you have a chiyav tefila on glass. What level over here is a chiyav tefila on glass? Is it din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan? Come on, paskim. Again, we'll get to Sifri Dal, and they speak out clearly. We paskin glass is d'rabbanan. I mean, you paskin that mateches is d'oraisa, but glass is d'rabbanan. Therefore, in the negate the case of a cotton, there'll be a bit more vucha. What's the law in the negate to the sugya of a cotton? Again, to be clear, we pass from attack as the raisa, mashenking glass, chof musodim, pim godim, mishibur, of a shulchan, say the case of the rabbonim.
But you make a
bracha. Oh, now the question is, the main arm seem to have an understanding that maybe there's time not to make a bracha. The mi'ui brings down such a concept. They said, what are you talking about? And therefore, all the place can bring down a loch lamaisa, why do you make a bracha? And the Kamal of Hashulchan sends you to Ayis to the Rabbanon, sends you to Sugyan Shabbos by Neres Chanukah over there. We make a bracha Neres Chanukah Asher Kishonu Vitzivanu. You say the word Vitzivanu. The Gemara says yes. Why else why saucer? It's a Nichol Gedav Deraisa. Therefore, I said the same thing over here. Nichol Gedav Lois saucer. And therefore, why do we make a bracha? Not like the Moin Am makes a mistake. Everyone speaks out. The Moin Am thinks that glass not make a bracha. Lekol Hadeis and the Moin Am. Not like the Moin Am. Why do we make a bracha on glass over here? Now, once you make a bracha on glass, we're giving it the parameters like the case of mateches. What is the svar by mateches? Again, we said for the Shami. The loch is one from the sugar by tumo to the case of soul of kedusha. Let's say you have a glass that there's no halacha negated tumo. By glass, we say there is tumo, except by pshutei kli eight, pshutei kli suches is straight. Kemal Chazal did not say there's any tumo on a straight piece of glass, basically a cutting board. According to that's glass, is there a din tefila to it? The question here is, are we saying the loch is our zero automateches, whatever mateches has, glass also has, even though it's not negated to glass, tumah v'taro? Well, no, just like by mateches has tumah v'taro, who did my glass also needs a parameter tumah v'taro, and then we'll give me make more tumah v'taro, who did there's no chiyav tefila on the cutting board? That's the shiloh. The maisel. No, but Ishami says the lumdus over here, and the place can bring down, Al Sasugi comparing to Tumo. So, the question is, can we extend that also in the idea by glass? Matechas is a metal, that's Avada, Chiyat Tfilo. Should they claim Matechas, it's Chiyat Tumodaro. The question is, comparing the cases or the lumdus behind the cases? So, again, the Choshani and Matzah that we have also, Avada, we're comparing one to another. Therefore, Avadi and Chiyafilo with a bracha by a cutting board. So, by Matechas, if it's straight, you make a bracha with my glass. Atashel, Yashu is not that way. He wants to be Choshin Shay, who says by cutting board, the mice is no tumor in the gate by case of the Sukhis. And then we come along and says, it'll be Choshin that way, and we do a Tefillah believe bracha. Then we'll get to, Bez Hashem, I think next week, the Gayati of Chalaboards. The big tumor in the world, people, some people, are not telling you the Chalaboards, which have the glass on top of it. One of the Tziruf, and they like bringing down, is the thing on top is pshutei kli schuchis. So on the tzad to be makel, he says believe bracha. There's one that's done. They want to bring down. Why do you make it on the challah board? Which again is not that simple. Because again, everyone says to travel shall with a bracha without a bracha. Actually, I called up the over here. They're selling a fancy challah board.
Glass, not the
fancy ones.
The very
fancy one. The first whatever.
Yeah, stone.
Oh, well, the very fancy one. So he told me, yeah, but there's no way they have all the Hebrew letters. Everything over here must be a case of made in Israel. So I said, yeah, that's cool. We called up. He said, yeah, it's all made and shipped already from China. All done from China. And that Isman, we tell you all this, he couldn't find the screws to undo it, and then take it, because I didn't buy it. It wasn't not that simple. There's one easy way you can go through. You can just break the glass and get a new one from the store over here, but that's... There were no screws. The fancy ones, no, it's going to figure out how to get out of the screws. No, so you can get your own screws. Fine. Now, fine, you get the glass. What is... Well, we've got to make them, Caleb. Special, not now. Now, to get the glass, what are the materials that's part and parcel of glass? Let's say first crystal. So crystal, be'etzem, what it is glass mixed in together with lead. So lead is the raisa, glass is the rabbanon. So run by crystal, you have a clear feel, that's partial. A case of korel, what is that? Make a problem. We don't make a difference to us.
Is the crystal the raisa or rabbanon?
Doesn't make a difference. We'll see by cotton, not that similar, even by glass. By the what about the case of a Corel? A lot of people have Corel plates. So what is Corel? What they say is it's called hob labination, which really means they take three different layers of glass and they put it together and make it one thick piece of glass over here. That's what it is. So Be'etzim, it's a fancy glass. So send all this farm with a brachal beer, pashtus. I mean, someone, I'm not sure what the materials are, but the pashtus also know what the material is. It seems to be three layers of glass. Case of Pyrex, or case of Duralex. A better tempered glass. That's what goes by fire. It's definitely get a glass. So those things, even though we say glass, what's part and parcel to make a bracha? It's not in the rabbanon. It's a case where a crystal, corel, pyrex, duralex, all nickel in this category. The fourth group over here. It's something called plastic. Now, vada plastic is not metal. Avada no chiv min ha-tara. The question again, the plastic is a nickel a get of the rabbanon like a case of skuchis? Because you take plastic, you recycle it, it's reusable, and you can reconstitute it back to being other kilo that's plastic. So first, on the market, there are different plastics out there. There's harder ones, copperware, softer ones. Now, be'etzem, they're not all the same. Some of them you can reconstitute, and some of them you put by fire, they'll disintegrate, they'll melt. So there are different ones out there. The better ones don't exactly, you can't really reconstitute. The cheaper ones might say you can. That's what I heard people say over. But Berkowitz says over that way. But actually, let's go with the assumption they can take this plastic over here and reconstitute it, make it into a better clear over here. Is it now nichel negeder of schuchis? And schuchis, you have chiyat filo, you make a bracha. Rabbonim, the chiyat filo. So the question really is, if you have a kli, the chazal maisa does not mechayv you. But the mechayv on schuchis, was the chiyat on schuchis per se on glass, because that's the chazal say, and the reason behind it, because you reconstitute it, the chiv is on glass, or the chiv is on the lumdus behind it. Anything you can reconstitute. And what do Chazal do? They mechayv glass, but the chayv something has the properties like matechas. So, in this question, is brought down by the Daikachuva, it seemed to be that they had a kli etzem that is bone, this type of china, they were also able to do the same exact act. They had etzem as potter. Seemed that the new china over there, they were able to reconstitute it. They were able to remake it again, break it down, melt it, redo it again. It's coming with Daikat Shuvah, bringing down the Earl of Rome, the one's Taino, like Schuchis. Because the Lum Tfiyah, the Chazal came along and said, anything that has the parameters like metal, you have a Chiv to go Tfiyah to it. Asal Hashem, Lamal Hoyle says, Lamal Hoyle, over 100 years ago, says, what are you talking about? Chazal said glass. The Mechayiv is glass. The Lum Tfiyah says, that's the reason, because it comes like the parameters like metal. But Chazal said glass. But the Chodshani is Moisev, looking at Gemara and Shabbos after Zvav. And you see over there from the Sugya, it sounds like they're not some that were goyzen and glass. They're goyzen and glass because it also has a get of Tumah v'Tahara. The glass Chazal put upon it also the dinum of Tumah. Etzem is no dinum of Tumah over there to it. Plastic is no get of Tumah over there. Therefore, this concept only applies miyuchot to glass, nothing more than that. At Sarah Shlishi, the Skeret HaShulchan, the Kishon Aruch, he says, the Ma'aseh Shiloh, Toiv B'li Brachol. So we have a shell negates this lumdus shavai in general, negate even kli etzem. What was Chazal saying? They're saying anything that's doimit to matechas, Chazal says suchis. That's the same question to get to plastic. The same question. In plastic, most svarim and broishim alok lamaisa, they pass in plastic, is no minig to be tovel it. There's a chaznish that's brought down alok lamaisa of Henkin, or Moshe Tshuva says that way, poshit, halkas Yaakov, they come along in the taino, and again, the vozna, chodshani, and most svarim come along and say the minig seems to be that the oil does not kasher plastic. Why? It's vat is not derais. So number two, chazal goes on glass and nothing more than that. A gam is dimeter matefes. But again, only in glass, either as the Chodeshani Svar, not Nechel, and Sugit Tovatara, but Chazal will only go on glass. Agam, there's certainly, if you go to the mikvah, by Tzilas Kelim Mikvah, there's certainly a meet of people, meet of Motze people, that's Choshev, the Mikvah, Zitzat, and Tshuva, Gintar, Balach, of Horowitz, they come on Taino, no, Chazal set up the get over here, like the Daka Tshuva, the Oil of Rom, that anything that's doing it to Matechas, go Toivel it. So they said to go Toivel, believe Bracha. Avada cannot make a Bracha. It's a Shail over here. But then Hogan, among most Klai Yisrael, no one will take Tupperware. Most people will not take Tupperware and Makshir it. Yeah. Makshir it. Right, the Lokha over here, Hilchus Hefshir Kalim. Hefshir Kalim has two aspects, Tfilo or Agala. We Makshir it. And in this Hefshir over here, it's safe. But in the Hefshir over here, the Ik, we don't table it, but those only do table it. However, about those who Machmer, who Tfilo believe Rachel.
Oh, I thought it was just my theory over here. Why should we?
Because the Iker, again, it's not their ISO. Even the Rabbon on the Pasha Chazal acid glass, not more than that. That's the minig. You want to make a person to say Dov Yishma Tirim? You told me yourself 2 days ago, Dov Yishma Tirim, don't say, and we said Aloch Lamaisa. I told you also, Aloch Lamaisa, Dov Yishma Tirim, by Machalik the Paiskin, we do not say that concept. Most Paiskin. But the fifth group over here is a case that is metal, but it's not one of the six metals that's set in the Torah. The case that is discussed is really two main cases. What they say in English, aluminum, or in Hebrew, aluminium.
Or in English, aluminium.
Aluminium. Fine, same thing, I think. So, aluminum is a new metal. What very practical is what's called deristo, stainless steel. Stainless steel is not a material that the Pasuk says. That means most of your silverware is stainless steel. Is there a chiyah tefillah, deraisa, drabbanan, or nothing? They write neristo, they say it's a different material. This is Sfarma writing. Rav Shlomach writes that way. The last one writing neristo is a new material like aluminum. It's a new metal. So the Torah gives... Oh, that's the question. Very good. That's the question. So again, we have three options over here. The Torah Sol Mishnah sees Mitzad to say the Torah gives six metals, means any metal. Ravon says, about that way, Poshit, any metal is the kind of six metals, and therefore anything that's aluminum or stainless steel, the resto, the loch is in Chiyat Filo, Pib Rocha, and they get him a derice over here. Atzad Hasheni, come over Moshe and says, the Torah wrote six. And Kosh Baruch Hu knows everything. And he wrote this, not right, Mateches. Don't say metal to Pasuk. Pasuk is six and speaks it out for you. Gold, silver, lead. And it speaks it out for you. Why is it speaking out for you? Avad Ramosh is a Poshnim, Avad Zan Nechel Gedev Dereiso. Avad Zan Dereiso. The Torah says six and not more than that. It's not one of the six. It's not one of the six. Let the Torah write Matachas. Let the Torah write metal. Torah does not write metal. It writes six. Speaks it out. Spells it out. Why? Avad is not deraisa. Now, what's not deraisa? The question now is it derabonon? What's it sad to say it's not derabonon? Because Chazal will go there, schuchis. So maybe it's nothing.
Maybe it's doimah. So
this is. Or no. This is mamish doimah. If schuchis would go there, Halachas Kam V'Kazma, Avada Chazal wants to be Goyzer on something that is better than metal, it's a different type of metal. That is the Nicholas parameter of the Gedo Schuchas over here. Right? So the question over here. So that's the question, but or do we say more than that? So Moshe and Shuvah says Avada will give it the Gedo Schuchas. Avada will give it the Gedo Schuchas. How should it be the Shuvah? It sounds like with a bracha. A guy might see Mr. Moshe, he says, without a bracha, maybe it's nothing. But again, the other same quote that Moshe said with a bracha. The Maisa says, Shalit, in the case of aluminum, what to go do? But Vaza says, Din deraiso. Others say, but Moshe not the Reisa. But Rabbanon, therefore, of the Ashim, Shagamayer, of Ephraim, Chaylevi, said, Abadi, to Tefillah, with a bracha, shall Rabbanon the Reisa. That's not a Shlishi.
With a bracha.
That's not a Shlishi. Demis the Yaakov, Cheshav Eifod, Shlomo Zalman says, Tefillah, Bali bracha. Bali bracha. And the Earl Yitzchak says, no Tefillah at all. Because it's mamish, and that's chokhis, and I'm at that. But the Maisa says, Hogi Ikhvaisal is a Vadir Toivalit. A Vadir Toivalit. Most Paiskim Toival with the bracha, because either it's glass or metal, but there are those one of the choshes, Tefillah, Bali bracha.
All these metals have one of the terrorist metals in it.
No, they don't. They don't. There is another question, maybe we'll get to another question. Let's say wave is one material. Let's say wave is Kli Adamo, and the meat is Matachas.
But it's touching the food, where
is
the
time? So that's another question. You say it's Batuk, nonetheless. It's another question in general to go after wave and generally get to materials. That means the crystal, most of it's glass. Some of it's lead. You get the Ravon, get the Raksas. Big tumor among the swarm off the page. What get you give it? No, why not? The question is, what is the ick of the Kli over here? What's the ick of the Kli? But the sixth level in the get to material over here, it's something we call kunya, a coating over here. That means you take a, explains Rashi, a material that's not chayvet tefillah, kli adamo, and you coat it with aver, with lead, that's chayvet tefillah over here. What's halacha? The Gemara very nice, because I'm machlokes, Ravina versus Achol, and the maskona Gemara paskins for us, halacha kisayfoy, paskin l'chumru. We have a clear Gemara, the paskins, maise chayv on a glaze over here to be machmer. On the glaze over here, why be machmer? Is the mamash a get of the raisa? Because the clear over here that's coated with lead over here is mamish lead. Lead is one of the six metals. So if it's a chubas of contest, brings down the chok mazodim, the lochav is a dindira bottom. The ikar clear is be'etz from the inside. The outside is a glaze. So the ikar is, that's what we define it. But midrab bottom mechayv you a tefillah over here. Midrab bottom like sluchis. I mean, the sixth level over here to mechayv you is the coating over here. Now, what coating we're discussing, the Beis Yosef brings down three different shitas. You have three options. Is the coating only on the inside? That's enough to mechayv you. Is the coating you need both inside and outside? Or the coating either inside or outside? Those are three options brought down the Beis Yosef. Halacha l'maisa, the mechaber went like Tosfos in the Rosh. The halacha is we only look in the inside. You get a kli sudo touching the food. If the inside has a coating, you mechayv upon it. The outside has a coating, not mechayv, no chiyuv tefillah at all, zero. Come on, the Gemara says, Allah is yesh oyim the kelim matzubim be'eva afilu b'fnim, even b'fnim, tevel b'li bracha. What's a loshen afilu b'fnim? The Chana points out there's two machleksim, two arguments going on between the mechaber and the Ramah. Number one, the fact that the mechaber said be tevel when it's only the coating on the inside. Come on, the Ramah says, let's be choish for the chalkim and say tevel b'li bracha. And number two, that the mechaber says is there's only coating on the outside, there's no chiyuv tefillah at all. Also on that, come on, Gemara says, be choshish, do a tefillah, li bracha. Be choshish for both shittas. Therefore, what's your mark, paskin, loch, l'maisa, when to make a bracha? The Gemara says, kunya is a chiyat tefillah. So where the chayim say, but let's say it's both, coating on the inside and on the outside, the chiyat tefillah with a bracha. That means that loch, l'maisa, on the gate, the coating, the way we follow, the Ramah, v'chein, noigim, he says. What comes out is we have three levels over here. Is the coating only on the inside, tefillah, li bracha? Outside tefillah b'li bracha, inside and outside we're here tefillah with the case of a bracha over here. Now the case that everyone discussing in the Gemara, the Rishonim, are cases of aver, lead. What about if it being coated with glass? That means us practically, most of our things are not coated with metal. Our things are glazed with glass. Is glass the same halacha? What's the status of mechalik? Well, glass itself is only drabonon. It's like our chokah of a drabonon upon a drabonon. But no, do you say glass has the same premise like metal? There's like metal machman kunya on coating. It also be machmer. So the oil where the shach being on the istavet oruch, and the shach says very clearly, halacha applies even to schuchas, even the glass. Atzal sheni the oruchayim hakadosh pitor. So what are you talking about? We command all the yishan. They all write lead. A lezer the raisa. What right to extend more than what it says? Make more of a chokum to abadim by the case of glass. It's like gzeiro. And even by glass, no chiyuv tefillah at all when it's coated.
What about aluminum coated?
Therefore, build upon that question. Therefore, come on the Knesset HaGdolah and says, be choshish, do a tefillah, b'li bracha. Therefore, Rav Vosner, Takachuva, the Ben Ishchai, Rav Belsky, they come to be choshev the shita against the shach and do tefillah without a bracha. Therefore, when they get to us practically, we have over here your coffee mug. That's what we have in our house, coffee mug that's glazed with glass. We have china that's glazed with glass. Is there a din to tevil it? The china itself is klicheres, pottery. The mug itself is klicheres, the glazed glass. So they really have the two reasons why in Maisa seem to be some people have an hogan not tevil at all. Number one, they point out that glass itself is not that simple. And even if you tevil it to do tila b'li bracha, aleph, some do with a bracha, b'li bracha. But second thing, kamum kivek and it brings down a prima godim. It says something that's covered with gluzit. We'll get to what that is. The lock is a person also be choshes and not do a case over here of a tefillah with a bracha. Without a bracha. What is that, those words with gluzit? So where the Halkas B'Yom explains, and Moshe the lock lamais that way, it means something that's very thin, the glaze. That means the glaze used to be the matzupa means of something thick. You touch it, it's tangible. Something that's mamish, be'etzim dir. Maybe that's ikikli b'chosh for it. Something that just glazed to make it a shine to it. It's command the lesser, no mamashes to it. That's nichol get of glazed over here. So the those who are tiny, that's what the prima godim means. Pivegar. But Moshe says that's not even what it means. But what tiny avada dochi atil on our kelim because that glaze is command the lesser. The ikikli avada is what. By your mug, it's a kli, the cheres. By China, is it China? You're paying money for the China, not for the glaze on top of it. So he says there's no chiyah tefillah at all. No chiyah tefillah at all. I mean, we're coming to two avenues. Why either chol pach tefillah b'li bracha, no tefillah? Why? Because either because it's nichol and sluchis, which those want to argue in the shach, or it's glazed or command less, so therefore it doesn't count. As far as I see, the hanhoga be'ikla swarm seem to go. It's a very good question. What do these things? But we do tevil it. B'li bracha, about u'cheshish. Why do we chosh against the shach? We chosh maybe not nichol get a mitzvah over here. Has something that's tangible to it. But in the Hoga, a lot of people say to do tefillah b'li bracha. Agam, I know that people do not like taking china, especially the expensive china. Now in China, there are two things in the market. There's very expensive and there's other ones. The very expensive ones supposedly are not glazed. The cheaper ones are more the ones that are glazed. That means, for example, if you want to go to the Plaza Hotel, and yes, Ashkocha, without putting the Ashkocha to the side over there, Mashkich himself will tell you when you get to Tfilas Kalim, what they do exactly, they seem to sell to Goy, we'll have to get to what the ace is. Mashkich himself told me what you should do is bring your own forks and knives, bring your own coat, cups, go to the Vayam and Tansuki Tfilas Kalim. But the Kalim itself, the plates, that's real China. No problem over here. But Mice, that goes on. So Mice, when I went there, Bakum Sarah Godel 15 years ago, nothing to do today, I brought my own silver, my own cups over there. And for the plates, there were no problem. Why? Because the china that he said was not nifl get of glazed. But there is china, the newest ones that are glazed. And then what you'll do with it, then obviously be do tefillah without a bracha. Now they do discuss, what about the fakert over here? The inside is metal, and the glaze now is something that's not chayim tefillah. Case of klicheres. Make it simple. You have a frying pan that's glazed with Teflon. Teflon is thick, right? So make sure your frying pan doesn't stick over here. Teflon is rubber. So it's a type of rubber. Agumi, that means when you say the case of plastic, plastic is like nylon, like rubber, all these things are the same category that the nog is not going to kosher. So you have over here the metal and your frying pan that has inside of it Teflon. So do you have a chiyuv tefillah over here or not? Come up with a place and point out that this over here, the chiyuv tefillah, is number one only drabbanon. But that it cleaves over his metal. That's the pashas. When you read the Rashi, the Ritz, the Sefer, the Sugya, the Machman, the Mitzupah over here, is a chumrah. And therefore, Masham says that anything that's glazed over here with a that with something that's not chayim tefillah, do tefillah bleed rachel. I mean, the, your frying pan is Teflon over here. Masham brought down by the Skrelitz, by the Chalitz Ben Yomin. They come along and say, do a case of tefillah without a brachel.
Well, so they might do with a brachel. Although you're paying for the Teflon.
Yeah, you're paying for the Teflon. Yeah.
So maybe that's because that's the Teflon, not the
fine, but it's not the ikka. You need a frying pan. That's where the fire is. Again, but it should not take away the metal that's inside. It should make a difference. That means no, it's not mechayev the bracha because the outside is. Again, it really depends. There is a vaz wants a taina. It's only chumah of do tefillah with a bracha. That's what I'm going to say. A vaz says over a tefillah with a bracha because why? Because it's only chumah over here. We can't take away the din deraisa of metal. Others come along and sign a tiny no. The Ma'aseh Sof Kol Sof, we give our chok over here, we do tshuva without a bracha. No, that we say, we come, it's an outside again, we said in the gate, regularly, we go if it's inside and outside tefillah with a bracha, only outside tefillah without a bracha.
Right, so but even I'm saying, so even be mechayiv in a bracha when it's
no, because that's it's a dinner rabbanim. No, pashas is not it's a chumrah. No, pashas is only a chumrah. Which the chumrah to be makom for tefillah. It's not going to be a chumrah. Maybe they call it the pati from tefillah. It's a chumrah. We're being makom a chumrah. Basa seifai, not basa tefillah. But not the chumrah. Maybe they call it.
If so, sides,
again, we have already did tefillah shal with a bracha, without a bracha.
On both sides, I think that it's
going to make a difference.
That's not the
it's a, it is, either way, it's
both ways, even if the whole.
Yeah. Yes.
I thought we said the Kivig or not the way. The case said with the beer, he said.
No, that's.
How did that have to the double coat on both sides? That's the right answer. Therefore, you have to
be mad. Show me a side, no. I don't think so. But again, I'm not sure what you're referring to, but actually, even if it is, the machlokes is more plus kolos plus seifai. The words the Rashi and the Ritva were chish lechuma lochke seifai. You want to take lekula? Who said we take lekula? David Masham says it doesn't make a difference. We always do tefillah. He says tefillah b'libra. So again, it comes out. We made six levels over here to get to the chumim that you can have. To be clear, the six of the Torah tefillah b'libra with the deraisa. The new metals that we have, aluminum and stainless steel, we do tefillah. And happy place to say with the bracha. Third level is suchis. There are bottom of that tool with the bracha. A fourth level, things not chayv at all, wood and the cheres of the bottom totally. A sixth level is plastic. The minik is not the kasher. However, there are those minim must do kasher. And the sixth level over here, in case that you kunya mitzupa has its claws over here. Those are the six, seven types of materials. Again, practically. Next thing. Once you have this idea of radical kasha, discussing a kli, on the page they don't really discuss what the definition of kli is. But what is a kli? What are we referring to over here when we say case of kli? So one case to start off with is something you have an object that's more than memsah. You have a massive that over here, massive kli over here, more than memsah. Is it chiv tefillah or not? So come along Shlomo Kluger, and the big daddy wants a taino, but since it's a reshush b'fnei atzmoi, it's a mokum by itself, not nichl and get a kli, there was no chiv tefillah at all. The Maisa, Adam Shom Kivagar, brings down the Knesset Zagdoyla. He's discussing over here this massive vats, the Icharis. And you want time the Chiyat Tfilah? If you have Machalik over here, is the Chiyat Tfilah something that's massive or not?
Mere pots, those big pots.
If it's Memsa, I don't think it's Memsa, but if it's Memsa, it'll be a Shiloh.
Yeah,
if it's Memsa, the way the Hulk's Pinyom comes out the Maisa, Tfilah B'li Bracha. Tfilah B'li Bracha. Building a pot, let's take it a step further now. To me, that's big, but not that, it's worse than that. It's Mukhubal Karko. You have something that's mechubla karka. Is that chiyav and tefillah? So there's a Shev Yaakov that says mini gesro toiro. Is something mechubla karka mice and potter. You could say either it's not nichal to get a kli suda. One lashon to say over. Or say over in the gate the tumah v'taharo. Something mechubla karka is not nichal to get a tumah v'taharo. Neither the Shev Yaakov said mini gesro something mechubla karka mice and potter. We're talking about the Yadafrayim or the Chashukan others. I've said a shiny in the Piskachuva of Bigdan Chokmasoto. He discusses his massive vats that you cook beer inside, that's Mechub over here. So the Maisi Chayv and Shilo, he disagrees over here. Is that Nichol Gedev Kli that will come to Mechayv you or not? Again, come on the Chalch from Yomni Pas, this is Machol Yitha Paiskim, Gdela Paiskim. So you do a Chiyat Shilo, without a case of over here of a Brachol. Now they do. What? We'll get to maybe we'll yes. Now, they do point out, just to be clear, every time we do a tefillah without a bracha, Kamung B'Shach, and he points out, Megay, this Sugya Matsupo, what does that mean? It means you do a tefillah without a bracha, but it's better to go do, to take an other kli that you mechayim on a bracha, and do that with this kli. That means the correct analogy is, Yev Kemli not sure about, wait. Unless there'll be a chashash of it that'll use it, then don't wait to tefillah with a bracha. I have a mamash last week. I bought a brand new pot. I knew the sugya, I was going to wait, but like, they're going to use it for sure. So I told her, brought home, mom, a couple hours later, came back, and mama, she used it. I asked my wife, what happened here? Did you tefillah? Like, oh my gosh, I didn't do tefillah to her, what happened? She wanted to know, she had to throw out the food, not throw out the food. Fine. The kids, I told her, I titled it. But then I told her, but the mice, if you're not sure they're going to go use it or not, I'm not titled it. But otherwise, the correct number of the shach is not to mabatal the bracha, and to go table with something else. Or wait to go find something to go make a bracha on and we travel this thing together. So, we have this halacha to get to K Kalim, what finds clean? Number one, if it's more than Mamsa, Lamaisa, Shiloh, Mechubla Karka, Shiloh. Building upon something that's Mechubla Karka, I think they say over first, the gate to Shiva Smear. When they put in the massive oven they put inside, the most Lapash Muantaino is not Nichol Geta of Chiyas Filo. For numerous reasons, one is Mechubla Karka. Other reasons also, they say over, you have to say Mashkirich over here, but I heard a Berker say over, and other people told me that they say over the Shiva Smear, that they were Choshish for. What Ibn Nachman said over from the Yashiv to go to Tefillah to it. Therefore, they couldn't take the massive oven and do Tefillah, so they started taking it apart, physically taking it apart, to go bring it to the mikvah. When they physically took it apart, they saw it wasn't used, wasn't new. There's tons of shamrunis in the vents.
Oh my God.
And they gave them a used oven over here that has trafis all over the place. And therefore, they're matzel, and they got a next time a new oven. And that's a story they say over. The Maisa, not that simple with why they were machlo for, but that's the Maisa interesting story that's say over. Now, building upon this concept over here, that something's mechubla karka that's tied to pasture you, which now leads to our kli chashmal. Basically, it's plugged in. So you need something that's mechubla karka. So isn't it tied to pasture kli chashmal to nichol get the mechubla karka, and the Shev Yaakov says, Mingi sol to pasture you. But no, yesh lechal karbe, that's not really mechubla, needs to be plugged in. Especially today, we have generators, or you can just plug into your car over here. Like, you can move it around. So how do you look upon it? So there is a sefer base Ovi, and the Chalk is Yaakov, it's sounded that way. He wants a taino, the Maisi Nichol, the Gedev, and Chubla Karko, and the Nochi of Tila to it. Maisi, it's the question of Chaim Kniyeski, and the Gedev, old Kli Chashmal, he wrote back to us numerous times. He always writes, he Sherman, he doesn't want taino, Nichol, the Gedev, of Chubla Karko, and the whole Pachas, Bichosh, Mitzah, the Sugya Bracha. The Maisi, most folks do not go that way. And Yishal Chal Karbe, that they disagree. The Moshe Tshuva is mitzvah that way. The Matzina and Tshuva, when he brings it down, he says, "The ain't a mammon, I can't believe these words that come out from any baldas over here, who shtus me kara. Mammon should shtus over here. The words of Vazan and Tshuva, the hevel rois ruach. It's mammon, someone with bag, hanhogis, a kli chashmal. There's avada chiyat filo. Avada chiyat filo. Rav Strombach et vom tmum over here. So what? But the kli, where's the kli? What is it to find the kli? Where's the base kibble? It doesn't need to be connected to the ground. You have a generator over here. It's sort of a passion. You can move the car, you can't move it. You can move it.
You can move a house. You can move a house. Just because you could.
It's not nichol get a bin on Shabbos. It's not point over here. It's not part of the car over here. There's no bin. The van is not point on Shabbos.
Is that
one of the van? No, the van is not point. No, the van is not bin over here. If a man all Islam come along and say avada were machmak kli chashmal, which leads to numerous bayopas man is that. First, toasters. My father wants to know about toasters. There are two toasters, to be clear. There's a toaster for your bread, and there's something called a toaster oven. Nothing to do with each other. The toast and the gated bread, come along with Moshe, the massive chiddush. You want a taina, that's not making food over here. It's just drying out the bread. So the yuvash, drying out the blood, is not nichol get a kli over here. It's not a kli tzarech sudo. So once the mechadish no chiyat kli over here, avada not a toast oven. It's not what you're referring to, but a case of a toaster. Most folks can disagree. So you're putting food inside, you're pushing it down, it's preparing the food for a kli over here. And therefore, most rabbis say by a toaster is a chiyat kli over here.
The sandwich toast can be worse, no?
Now, take another case. You get it to your refrigerator over here. So on your refrigerator, if you have to match your refrigerator. Refrigerator. So in the refrigerator, there are three things. The first is the refrigerator itself, the box. Then there is the shelves, and then there are bins. We have three different things over here. So the refrigerator itself, but there are clouds. There's no food touching it. There are clouds. Maybe the back touching.
Fruits and vegetables.
No, no, the bins and the shelves. Again, three things. The refrigerator itself, their cloud is not clean pseudo. It's made for storage. It's not over here, and the concept over here that definitely get a clean pseudo. However, the paya is more the shelves over here and the bins. Now, to be clear, if the bins and the shelves are made out of plastic, no problem, that hook is that way. The shelves, a lot of times, are made out of metal or glass. Or even if it's metal over here, the coating is plastic. You have a ring mutsup over here. It's mutsup plastic. You have a kash also. Without a bracha. So when they get it first, take the shelves first. They get it to the shelves, we get first the sugar roif tashmishoy. Roif tam, the food they put on the shelves are not the food straight down. Usually inside a bag, inside a kli. And therefore, we'll get to the machlik of plekim and sif ches. To go after roif tashmishoy, the food is not being put straight on top of the kli. That means a loch over here in sif gimel by tripod. It's something that's put straight down on the kli. So you need chiyat tefila. If it's a pot in between, no chiyat tefila. So roif tashmishoy, may well tell you the no chiyat tefila over here, which we do not paskin. Let's call the pocket at zero. Aleph. Second is Chubla Karka. It's Memsa, plugged in. We have nothing at zero. But the main source of some is Amor Taino. It's not Kli Sudo. It's Kli Yoksu. No one's bringing your refrigerator to the table. That made them something that you have a Kli Sudo. The Lash of Gemara is a Kli Sudo over here.
Just bring your toaster to the table also.
No, that's the smaller one. Make also toast, ulai. But again, it's preparation of food. It's more than that. Kli Sudo means it's any preparation we know from the Sefei already. It's Chayim Tchilo. Question is what level preparation? When something is clean, what he means at least not clean suit is no preparation over here, it's a storage area. A storage area is not enough to get a preparation. So most people can say on the shelves not to. Maisi if and then Sally says, Lamaisa, we paskin, and then the day, we're just we should be machmer. Hum the kaku, who cares about over here? Who cares the shelves are plugged in? We should the Lamaisa to have shuk over here. What say, Chiv Chil over here? Mamish the bracha. Taking more, the bins, the maisa, you're missing two of the three reasons. Roif tashmisha is what the bins, you put the food straight down on top of it. The bins, if it's metal layer or glass layer. The bins also is missing the reason of mechubla karka, it's not mechubla, it goes in and out all the time. You only left this far as nakli sud over here, clear storage. So again, if those are saying it's part of the refrigerator, not, maybe nochi filop, shomazam, liashiv, the maisa they pop you. Nochi fil at all. The maisa, the betzina said, doesn't know why. Punch me here too over here. Again, never tell the article brings down the bottom here too over here. So if you have bins over here that are coming out to be a case that is material that's chayim tefillah, the law puts container here tefillah, and the bottom the better anog is to tefillah without a brocho. Which now leads people asking me to get to the kiruk machines. We'll get to maybe how to table things. Not today. The kiruk machines. Kiruk is the kofi machines. That people want to know that the base kibble inside is metal. Outside, the only thing you see over here is plastic. Make coffee, you have to title it. Now, come on, look in the article. But before spinning down, Mitzada, why not? Base kibble. So again, plugging in, the plug you say, that's not a heter over here. It's not a heter. And therefore, whether it's Mitzada Osher or Schlossinger, all the places can come along the one time. The chiyah tefillah. Now there is a chiddush by Rav Hanuman. He wants kind of since if you do tefillah, inside the heating element that there's metal inside that's heating it up. When the water sits inside the base kibble over, that's metal. Rav Hanuman wants kind of that something that what to go do with it. So the shalat to go to tefillah to it. They point out especially the ones they has a computer chip inside will kill the machine. Kill the machine, is that a machad go do it, especially the Issa Stamps is only the Rabbanon bottom. If you can't go to it, maybe there's a heft over here. Which again, we mentioned from Zalman's Mitzad as far that way. So if Hanuman wants a paskin, he writes on the Starkei, I think. Paskin, since you can ruin it, no chiyat filo. Massive chiddush, which Ikh the Pasuk would not go with. But Belsky from all you, he wants to have a different Svara, says the only thing we see is plastic. Either it's metal inside, says the only thing we see is plastic, the material is plastic. I'm not sure what that exactly means. Another story over here. But the Pashas, think about it, Matisse is a Kura, and the Pashas story is that these machines need a tefillah, which we'll have to get to a different time what the eats are when you cannot do tefillah to it. Therefore, they're saying, negate your kumkums. Your kumkums is a tefillah, not again, there's a story out there, you plug in, it's a mechubar. The Maisa, we do not go that story here. Therefore, the kumkums, there are two kumkums on the market, one that's very fancy with a computer chip. One of the simple ones. The simple ones to go table inside. If you want to hear, go to Mr. Kaplan. He'll give you a haftacha. It's on tape if you want. He'll tell you table inside the mikvah, leave it in the sun for 3 days, and no problem, nothing will happen to it. No problem. He'll give you a haftacha. Every time it got ruined, Maisa.
He'll give you a this here.
No, he came along and says he did not follow my haftacha. He spoke out with them, and they did not follow his haftacha, follow his rules he said. Leave it in the sun for 3 days, no problem. The Maisa, I went over to Rav Rubin, I asked him to have a tefillah, show him the boxes, he cannot do tefillah. He said, on the box, always, you can't do tefillah to it. I asked him, he said, chiyah tefillah. I asked him, you take a chayis to it? He's like, no way, Jose, I'm not going to get a chayis to it. Fine. You go over to Berkowitz, he says, the Maisa, I have a stack of them in my house that's all broke inside the wood over here. Later. But So he has a bunch of them. Kumkums. Now that's to get to the older ones. The new ones over here, that computer chip, they say is very sensitive. It'll kill the mamish, it'll ruin it over here. And if you have the fancy one, the computer chip might as well kill it. So the La Paikim will come along and say, if what you gonna do, we'll have to get back to. And what the eights are, we'll have to get back to, how this, is there another way of taking care of it? But again, the pashas is, these kalim have a chiyat filo. Again, Berkman says it's a chiyat filo. Reuben says it's a chiyat filo to it. Now, another example.
Is it the Rebbe's or the Rebbe's? Your Rebbe's.
Batsman does work, but it's Tzadik Yoyzer. Next thing is another Kli Chashman, get them clear over here. You have these water coolers. Get from May 8 in a water cooler in your house. Now, it's sitting inside a metal thing inside. What's the material inside over here? So there are two different types of water coolers you can have. You can have the ones that are not mechubel karka, not the ones that you give a massive plastic container you put on top over here, and it goes inside, it gets cooled up inside something that's metal over here, and then you put a cup over there. The only way it's connected to the house is through a plug, which we say not necessarily mechubel karka. The thing itself is plastic. The inside there are two things. There are hot water and cold one. One of them is certainly metal, the other one I'm not sure. I'm not sure what material the inside over there is. The question over there, do you have to do a chiyachil over there? So, again, the Isra, the Yashiv, the Chotshani, the Kamalim point out, our Ruben said, why is no chiyachil over here? The Maisa, it's a base kibble over here, it's holding it. It's a material that's chayim chilo. Again, to go this far with a Belsky, maybe you can be patriot. They do want to point out that May 8th, the people getting it from, it used to be a big shallow what to go do with their machines. It used to be it was owned by a Yid, and you borrow from me, and what's May 8th? You're renting it from them. They get the machine back. You're not buying it from them, you're renting it from them. So when it was owned by Yid, and you got it from them, you have a bayam, and some sugar tulis kalim. Supposedly, Barak 7-8 years ago, it was owned now by a guy. She'ila by a guy, schiris by a guy, what's halacha? We get the sibches, halacha, we say there's no chiyat tulah.
Even by Yid, we said a head there from the machine world.
I get that's a serif that we're not the same as Chava. One is serif, and they say. We're not, again, that's a concept they throw out, but no. So come along, they want to tell that May 8th, the today, again, you have to see us who owns it now. I don't know who owns it now. May 8th, if it's owned by Goy, it won't be a buyer if you're renting it or you're borrowing it from them. Another water cooler they have today is these Tami Arbers or something, that what they have is that's, and there's no water that you're buying, it's from a spout. Or a pipe that's going from your water, from your house, going through a filter that's going inside the base kibble, either heating up or cooling it down. There's a lot of places to have it all over the place. Nitro, I learned second later, they have it there. The question over there is a chiyat filo again. So Rav Reuben in his shul, he has it on both floors. For years they hacked him, where's the tefillah? So Baruch, I think 4 or 5 years ago, he got up and he also gave a shabbat nagol drash about it, and you're right. Chiyat filo. And therefore he got involved, he can't do tefillah to it because they destroyed and killed it. So he got involved with eights, what you gonna do, which again the Medrash will get to a different time, what he does, what other people do, why the mafakif on what he does. But then again he said Mamash Shechiyat Tefillah over there. Again, if you buy it, it's yours. If you're buying it, I try to find out from Tommy Arbo who owns it. I try on the web, I couldn't figure out who owns it. I cannot figure out who owns it. If it's a shutter, you have also a bayah. If it's a shutter, they're owning it together, you also have a problem. I cannot figure out. I have a Tommy Arbo. There's a Asela Shani, the Iskosher of Berkowitz, they go back for the Shimon Bar Shalom. They want Taino, a couple of stars watching Michael. Mainly two reasons. One is the idea of being Mechuber. But Berkowitz wants to taina the Be'etzim, this is Mechuber. This is Mamish. There's a pipe that goes to the wall. This is Mechuber. Be'etzim, it's Mechuber. So do we ever catch your spouts? You can unscrew your spouts of your sink. Anyone marks you in the spouts? I was going through it. We'll get to it. Fine. So he says, there's no difference than your spout on your sink. You can mark your spout in your sink, do a tefillah to it, send me over here. But here's the same concept. It's going through something. And then Lamaisa, you have to, and then it goes out. A second story, what he makes, the whole statue you mark from the public character, who read the Chokh Mesodim, is the kitchen over there, is a case where the master's bath that really was a Kli, and then you machaber to the character. But let's say something that Be'etzem has a hole on both sides, and not a Kli. And then you machaber to the character, maybe there's no getting a Kli over here, that's part of the character. So even the Tzad, again, they have to learn the sugya of Tumah v'Taira, because it's in Makloikis over there. But the Kamalim, those who want Taino, that the whole reason why the chokhmah is odd being machmak is be'etzem was a kli that you mechaber it. Here there are holes on both sides, be'etzem, and then you mechaber it, and no shame kli. I mean, there's something black over here, right? You push the button, it opens up, comes through. Therefore, there's no shame kli on this thing, and therefore, it's why a reason why it's tami aver is inside. Why seem to be that the chokhmah is mekel. You can always over here throw in another reason tami aver can do tefillah to it, it'll destroy it. You throw in now a Belsky Svar, the only thing you see over here is plastic. So you hate to throw in on to a Dhamma Svar, Belsky Svar, a Heinemann Svar. But otherwise, the Svar to make be Ikkis, with Chubla Karko.
How does it heat up the water?
There's a base kibble over there, but again, when you push a button, it's not the clear. That's from the other side. Is a hole there. The base kibble has a hole to it.
There's something popping it through.
You're blocking it.
It has water left.
It's the bathroom. There's a hole to it, but you're blocking it. There's a hole to it. It's like a sink. Your sink has water to it, right? You open up and comes right out. It's right there.
No, but
same thing.
It's
like, just like your sink. You're on your roof. You cash it. Same
sure.
thing.
Sure. According to Ruben, you should have a kikasha.
Oh, so
yeah, what about the big rooms?
Again, so again, that's not mechubur. That's not mechubur.
Well, it's coming
from the highest, though. Yeah, the plug is the price in time, though. Again, there's two types of water machines. One machine that's physically connected, and one that's plugged in. Physically connected as a heter of mechubur. Those that, like any spout you have to say. Then you have those that are not physically plugged in. That definitely get a metal flow. Now, that's the question. That's part of the question. But Berkowitz said that swar is not a good swar because he said a little sugar come over Cairo. He says anything that you put your finger over and block it, doesn't get a clean. It seems to be an argument. I don't know sugar come over Cairo if that's a good swar or not. Now, next thing negatically is what we have chapami aluminium that people buy these pans, different sizes of pans, echir tefillah to or not. Now, the tzad l'maisel, why there's no chiyah tefillah, is you partially have a couple of reasons. Number one, it's aluminium. It's a material that's not metal. I mean, maybe it's chuchis. Shailah. So once for it, why l'maisel, Michael come along, a Belchman says, it's not a matatish on the pipe. Once for it. A second svar, come along the chalkas, Yaakov says, these things are chad pami, you throw it out. He goes to the sugyo of Tumah Tara, which Oilm has to know, if you remember Shnai, so I assume you know. Over there, Tashmish Arai, anything that Tashmish Arai that made it throughout is not Mekabal Tumah. Not Mekabal Tumah, that's the get over here. Therefore, it's not going from a Tumah of a Taro, so get over here. Therefore, it's part of the Tfilah.
Even if it's real metal, like tin.
He said any Chan Pami will be the same thing, yeah. I'll adopt this material. Any material will be that way. A third reason, Moshe came up with a different idea. He said, because it's not real Liskayim. Anything that real Liskayim, also not Nifl together of Tumah of a Taro, therefore not Nifl together of the over here. A fourth reason that comes with Shtumach and others, what do you do after you finish using it? You chuck it. So after you call that Kli Sudo, now it's Kli that goes in the garbage. I'm not looking to get a Kli Sudo. So it's coming from different ideas of your white make, either the material, or Tumu Taro, or Kli Sudo.
Now that you use them,
numerous persons come along, seem to be Be'ikil and Hogel. Come on, again, with Moshe Bereshom, Chalkas Yaakov, and others come on and say that this thing that they use once, twice, Moshe says maybe even three times, this is an Arai, something is not made to be used over again. The loch is no chiyah tefillah upon it. No chiyah tefillah. The Maisa, it's not a shame, those come along, and say, the Maisa, all these svaras are daxic as far as. Chazal do not say, it says it's Tamaz al Tumah v'Tairo, do not say that it's yet given over here. And therefore, they want Taino, not your client, the Tino, and the Chodeshon, you say, you have a Chiyat Tfilo on these things. How much Chiyat Tfilo? Because then Biyash says we chush that way about the Chiyat Tfilo, Tfilo of Libracha. For the Maiso, we do cash aluminum, and his idea to Tumatara, we don't see anywhere more time on the page over here. The Maiso is free Machmer. So, first, in Mitzvah Shavuot, if you go to the store, there is the Papamis that you buy, there's a stamp inside with the Badats. What the Badats supposedly is doing, they're taking care of two things. One thing they're taking care of the fact that it's the Mishkan on top of it is Nobaya Mitzvah Suga Trafis, which you learn the Suga Kukov Aleph and Agolas Kalem say Pasha Nobaya, fine, they'll be Machma for it. And they're saying also they're taking care of the Baya Tfilas Kalem unless they're coming from Kutzlaris. They're taking care of the Baya Tfilas Kalem. How they take care of it? I guess they're making sure the companies are Yidden. That means, however, if you buy from a Goyish store, you won't have the Satur. If you buy from a Yid, one from Yid to Yid, buy from a Goyish, you won't have the Satur. Halacha, you might say, if you go to the store and you have both in front of you, a Vad, you should buy the one with Vadat, be his type. However, the Hogan seems to be that Ilum is not to be, seem to be Chosh with this in America, no one seems to really type with these Kalim over here. So the Hogan seems to be nice to be Makel. They do point out, but let's say you plan to use it 4 times, 5 times, 6 times, numerous times. The place will speak out, then even the first time you're here, Philo, because no head of Arai, once you use it a bunch of times, they point out, if you use it a bunch of times, they do get involved, maybe it depends what story you're coming from. No, it's the same as the same as the bunch of times. No, the Maisi, you're making another way over here. The Maisi himself says, you're right. Once, twice, maybe 3 times. 4 times, Chiyatvila. Chiyatvila, even the first time. No, that doesn't work. We'll get to another time. Now, there's an interesting question over here. The Eim Kachuba writes, from Cheskel Roth, he wants a Taino. Well, I don't know, 8 is for you to go make the clay. So he says, just take it, bend it up, bend it, not usable, and open it. Now that you made it clear over here. And they bring down, I saw yesterday, they bring down the ashes, the same thing. So others say, Chodshoni, Chesha Eifoid, and then it's all like, that's not breaking, destroying a clay over here. Now it's a pelvic finish over here. They do point out, let's say you have a very strong clay over here, strong clay, but you throw it out after one time, half time. But it's very strong, and use it 1,000 times. Make it practical. My kids all the time buy a mangal. Kampami mangal. The reshit on top, mangal is a barbecue.
A mangal, right.
Mangal. Right. The reshit, the tray on top is very, it's good. It's good, there's no problem. It's not, they throw it out because it's cheap. Why not? Why not buy another one? So they get involved, the swords over here is a chiyatilo. Betim, it's a good material over here. According to Moshe, they point out, according to get a tefilo. When the story you might see throw it out. No, get a feel over here. Get involved in the stories. The mice know Shalom was from what to go do. The Abalski said the mice be chosh over here. The mice do a case of feel over here without a brachal. A tell the training those won't say with a brachal since they don't get feel at all. But get involved inside the stories and the bottom of this rash over here. My kids, the mice, they do it all the time. I think they don't do tefillah to it. I'm not sure exactly why that's so. Unless they know that the company is it's a yid selling it and buying from the store of the mice and see it over here. But now that's simple to use it, the rest of the tray on top could be alright. It depends where what the company is, depends where you buy it from. It's a regular good tray. It's a regular, it's a wonderful tray. You use it 20 times, great time. He's been using it 2 months. Fine. Now, Atkan Sivala. Maybe just go to the base. Stop. You tell me, either base now or do tomorrow, base do hey. Or tomorrow.
Now.
My father decides.
Your father is.
Tomorrow, what time? Tomorrow, same time, 9:30.
Now. You need time to prepare.
Here, please. Well, just
days. Sunday,
no, tomorrow. I'm going tomorrow anyway. Questions? Gimel through hay or base through hay?
We have this year of all week now, tomorrow.
Gimel through hay or base through hay?
It's all week.
Tomorrow, base through hay. The Meister, this is aloha. I think everyone's seen now there's so much off the page. Everyone should get a legal safer to apply it practically. Aloha, the Meister. Everyone has to. Mama,